Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, we got a lot to get to, and we are going to talk with Stephen Jones in just a few minutes. I wanted to go back to a couple more NFL notes, or if you want to go along with the idea that Chuck Cooperstein tweeted out that Derek Lively said he grew 2 more inches and is now 7'3".
And Daniel Gafford says that he's going to have a breakout season, so that is going to be interesting.
I mean, he's already absolutely broken out for me. So a couple of more NFL notes for you real quick, if that is okay. Actually, right now we do have Stephen Jones ready to roll right here on 105.3 The Fan, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys.
Well, we're all trying to figure out if we should be happy, sad, or neutral. And I know Jerry said it's better than if they would have lost, which is objectively true, but did you have a bizarre feeling after the game wrapped up last night?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. I mean, the same feeling y'all are having. I mean, we had internally, I think everybody had it. I mean, the locker room was quiet, but, you know, like I think Jerry did say it best, it's better than losing, but it's damn sure not winning. And, you know, we let an opportunity get away there. I thought we had our opportunities to win the game. And, you know, it's part of the journey that we're on right now with our new staff. It's just you know, especially the defensive side of the ball is getting our hands around and executing, you know, what our coaching staff is wanting our guys to do. But I do think, you know, we're getting better each week. I know it's not showing up on the field. You know, certainly you don't want to give up, some of the big plays and the points that we're giving up right now. But we've got to continue to grind. The good news is offensively we're making a lot of plays and keeping us in the game, and defensively we just gotta we get one stop there in any of those drives in the second half, we win the game.
Can you just said even if it's not showing up on the field, you feel like the defense is getting better? What do you like? I'm not disputing that, but what do you base that on? What is your metric for saying that I think we're moving in the right direction or the defense is getting better?
It's the guys getting their hands around how to execute the defense. And I think they're getting their hands around it. I think they're understanding it. Still takes all 11 to be, you know, to get the job done. And, you know, we're just having some little things there that cost you when you don't execute the call on defense. But I do believe that, you know, the guys are getting their hands around it. You know, certainly a blow there to lose Hooker. He's the quarterback back there and great communicator. And so that was a tough one to lose in the game last night. But, you know, and I do feel like, you know, with getting Clowney in there, I do feel like we're starting to, albeit, you know, we're not getting the production with the sacks. I do feel like we're getting more pressure.
How are y'all feeling about Malik Hooker going forward?
We don't know yet. Okay. We're waiting to get the final results of the MRI on his foot, and we'll go from there.
Any thoughts then also on Tyler Guyton after concussion last night?
He should be in good shape. It was one that, you know, our guys feel that he can get through protocol pretty quickly, but that still remains to be seen. But definitely had a concussion there at the end of the game. I know he was frustrated because he wanted to go back in anyway, but our guys didn't feel like he passed the protocol there in the tent.
To add to that, though, Guyton had a pretty good night. Nate Thomas had a pretty decent night. What were your feelings about how your tackles managed things on the edge?
Yeah, I thought they did a great job. I mean, obviously, Mike is an elite player, and you know, we had a lot of things going on there with him in terms of different ways to show him different looks with some of the chipping and the double teams that we were doing. But you know, he's a great one. But I thought. I agree with you. I think our tackle showed up. I think Steele did some really nice things, and it's great to have Nate Thomas getting his feet wet in a game, especially one of that magnitude. I know it was unfortunate that he had the, you know, the alignment issue, but he'll get that straight.
It always felt like there was a plan last night for Micah or for the pass rush. Coming from the Packers, like a plan that was created by Schottenheimer. Last night was a really good play calling on his part. What did you feel about? I just felt like he was in his bag. What were your thoughts on his play calling and the rhythm he was in last night?
Yeah, I think he was outstanding. I think Dak was outstanding. I think Dak got rid of the ball like he was amazing in terms of, you know, getting his read done. I mean, he knew that, you know, he had to go faster with the. You know, with what the Packers could do from a pass rush standpoint. They're a really good defense. And put 40 points on a defense like that, you know, I thought our offense really executed in a big way. George Pickens did a great job. I thought Javonte ran the ball extremely well. Mm-hmm. You know, I just think we're doing a good job. And when we protect the ball, you know, we got a chance to score a lot of points. And I think that hurt us in Chicago. I mean, you turn the ball over four times and all of them pretty much, you know, in position where you're going to get points, you know, two in the end zone, one to George that would have put us in field goal range. And then the unfortunate Javonte strip, you know, that's going to keep you from getting points. But when we protect the ball like we did last night and get the ball out and don't take negative plays, good things are going to happen to this group.
And on the flip side, you're able to force a turnover via James Houston. This is somebody who really feels like they came into training camp and took every opportunity that he got, he excelled in. What have been your early thoughts on James Houston making a difference with this team?
Well, he's doing everything that's asked of him. He's obviously his superpower is to rush the passer. That's what he's really good at. But I tell you what, he shows up in other places. I mean, he'll cover kicks on special teams. Nothing's beneath him. He just gets out there and plays football. And we're fortunate to have him. But what a great play and what a, you know, certainly a big reason as to why we won the game. Why we tied the game.
It's still confusing for us, too. I get it.
It's confusing. bad miscue there. I wish we won the damn game. But anyway, you know, that's a huge play he makes there. And certainly we would need momentum in that first half. We were reeling a little bit, but you could feel the momentum coming our way. And to finish with two touchdowns there at the end of the half right there was huge.
I know playing decisions are going to be up to the coaching staff, but were you surprised at all to see Trayvon Diggs was not starting this game?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, Trayvon's been battling his injuries and you know, his time on the field and practice. And, you know, as we said, we're just trying to get everybody their reps. I thought he, when, you know, when he got his chances in there, he did a great job. And, you know, I do think we're coming there. You know, you ask why you believe that, you know, we're getting, you know, that things are up. He's one of them. I mean, between him and Bland getting healthier, Bland was right there on a couple of plays that, you know, where he makes the play there, then you get him out and they punt. But, you know, I just think we're going to continue to get better there in coverage, and I think we're going to continue to get better in pressure. And when that happens, you know, I think we're doing a good job in the running game right now. And we just got to get, you know, we got to get more pressure, and we got to, we certainly got to get our coverage down in Eberflus's scheme.
And you mentioned this last week as well. It feels like another spot where the execution level needs to be picked up tremendously is those missed tackles, because that felt like something that did really hinder, especially the run defense last night.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is, you know, there's a fine line there between going for the punch out and the strip and making a sound tackle. And I think that's what we're working through as well, because certainly we want to punch the ball out and get the ball. But at the same time, when you're spending a lot of your focus on that, and sometimes, you know, the tackling's not perfect. So there's a fine line there that we got to get our hands around, but there's no question we can certainly tackle better. You know, Jacobs is a hell of a back, and, you know, got to give him a little credit too. But, you know, I think overall, you know, we let Love loose on a big one, and Jacob on one big one. But, you know, for the most part, I think we're feeling pretty good about what we're doing in the running game defensively.
How confident were you in George Pickens before last night, and did that confidence change after last night?
Well, we've been confident in George from day one. I mean, he's just an elite. You know, he's got great, you know, upside, and, you know, made big plays in the NFL ever since he walked in, you know, walked into the NFL. And certainly he just did a great job. I think everybody was a little shell-shocked when we lost CD last week. Yeah. And, you know, those guys work as a unit. And I think he was a little down that to see his main guy, you know, get injured there. But certainly, as you could see last night, he stepped up in a big way. And the guy's got some very unique ability in terms of tracking balls and catching balls and making big plays. So, really fortunate to have him. Like I said, there's a lot of good things going on the offensive side of the ball, and I do think we'll continue to get better defensively as we get healthier and we execute better week in and week out in practice.
Do you happen to remember the first word out of your mouth whenever Dak threw that pass to Tolbert? Because it was a special throw, and I'm pretty sure mine was holy, and then a word I shouldn't have said in front of my son.
Yeah.
Hey, I said the same thing. I thought he was throwing it out of bounds, and there comes Tolbert back and drags his feet. And by the way, what a hell of a play by Tolbert too.
Yeah, that was
to get his feet in and make that. I mean, both of them just made great plays there, and it was a holy you know what play.
the other thing too, and this was talked about a lot last night, but I noticed it. Brandon Aubrey's field goal kicking is phenomenal. It's great. It's valuable. But on kickoffs last night, he was doing something special. How valuable is that to what you guys are doing?
Oh well, these kicks. I mean, obviously with the new rules, everybody's figuring it out. And I mean, obviously that's a huge penalty when you kick the ball in the end zone for a team to start at the 35.
Yeah.
And, you know, as they say, we're a first down away from Brandon being able to kick a field goal, but there's a lot of kickers. I was watching the red zone yesterday, getting burning some time waiting for our game, and a lot of kickers making some long kicks and making them, you know, even Green Bay's kicker, they had the long field goal there in regulation to tie it, and he made that with ease. And, you know, these kickers are very skilled, and you know, a lot of them are getting that ball. You know, they can hit these, you know, 55, 60-plus yard field goals.
You know, one of the unique opportunities we get from you is some insight from the competition committee standpoint as well. Has there been any discussion, or can you envision any discussion to try to, like, curb some of the success that all these kickers have had?
Not really. I mean, I think it makes it exciting. I think it makes the game really exciting. And I don't think we're necessarily doing anything. You know, it's not on the front burner to try to curb that success. These guys are just, you know, talented men who have really got to, you know, have really fine-tuned their art of kicking the football and doing a great job. And I bet these kickoffs are going to get harder and harder as these kickers start to perfect, you know, we call it the dirty balls that they're kicking. Mm. Where they, you know, you want that thing to slide in there and hit in the landing zone and then hopefully get in the end zone and not give them a return. Those are challenging for these returners. And I think it has really made the play interesting. I mean, it's certainly, you know, we're at an all-time high in 20-plus years on kickoff returns. So certainly getting the job done. And the great news is that the, you know, that the injury rate is just like a line of scrimmage play. So hats off to all the special team coaches who put a lot of work into it. And I think we've come up with a really fun play to watch for our fans.
Yeah, it is. It is. And Stephen, before we let you go, is there any truth to the rumor that the AT&T Stadium official timekeeper is a Packers fan? Because there was 1 second left on that clock last night.
Put it at zero.
Well, we're on a search for a new clock keeper. No, unfortunately, I think it was correct. And but I'm with you. They should have at least had to review it.
Yes.
I can't believe it didn't go to zero and then have them have to go back and look.
Yes. As 100%, I was like, let them review it and figure it out. Put it at zero. Game over. I'm glad that you feel the same way after a confusing aftermath of
I'll probably get kicked off the competition committee after that comment.
All right. Thank you very much, good sir, for the time. We appreciate it. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Man, that is exactly.
He's one of us in that feeling,
that
too.
Is exactly the same thing. I was like, I'm not saying it's going to stick. Run it to zero. Let them review it and figure out what you have to do. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, this should be interesting. Cowboys thank you notes, Cowboys no thank you notes after a, it feels like,
who knows,
unsatisfying result for us all. Next right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.